Well, as many people are aware, the Tour de France will once again be passing through Meaux de Bretagne and the surrounding villages this July, July the 11th. And I'm speaking to Jackie Bertrault, who is very familiar with the comings and goings of the Tour de France, having lived here for some years, and is also now involved at the Mairie. So, Jackie, spill the beans about the Tour de France.
Well, of course, it's a very, very exciting thing to happen. We're lucky enough in the administration to know that it's going to happen long before the population does. Things start happening in about July of the previous year. And then when the course is announced in September, the mayor and the mayor delegate de Saint-Gouin went up there in their yellow ties, and it was all presented. And there's a lot of hoo-ha-ha and a lot of publicity about it, so of course it's a very exciting time that we look forward to, because it does quite a lot for the village. And of course we can all tell our friends that, oh, this is where we live, so you know. And when we've got visitors, don't know whether you do the same, but we take them up the hill to see where they will see on the telly on the day.
And this all started, the Tour de France coming through here, was it in 1938?
Oh yes, a long, long time ago, you know, when they were really on push bikes when they carried all their food and water for the whole route with them, whereas now they don't. They get given things as they go along.
As they stop. They don't stop, they keep going. It's just like it's thrown at them.
Yeah, the musette, the little bag, it's called a musette, that they have their snap in.
And so are there other people? Obviously, there are people involved in helping with it.
Yeah, there are about 100. The commune organises lots of things, and we ask people from all other associations. And as you probably know, in France, any organisation that organises anything has to be an association, and it has to be either tied in with a federation, if it's a football club or a basketball club, or the people that run the Trail de Guerlain, which is a big running club that organises two big events every year, or a small group like the group I'm president of, which is the Club for the Elderly People of Saint-Gouin. We run, you know, a small group that does walking, sewing and card playing. And so all the associations are invited to give some help, and so that can be in the form of marshals.
Marshals,
the parking, or else we run bars. There are five associations at Saint-Gouin, and we're running an open bar, crepes and etc. from 11 o'clock in the morning at Saint-Gouin. And all the money that we make from doing that will be shared out between the five associations. So it helps add a little bit of, as the French say, beurre to the épinard. A little bit of butter on your spinach.
Excellent.
So there are lots, but about 100,000 people give up their time. Of course, it's a Friday this year. It's Friday the 11th of July. So the younger people, the non-retired people, are perhaps going to have more difficulty. But I know at Saint-Gouin, two of the younger people are helping organise this. They've taken their afternoons off, so they won't be around in the morning. So we'll set up everything in the afternoon. They're taking the afternoon off because the tour actually goes through the centre of our village and then comes on to Meaux and then goes up the hill, round through the other villages like Saint-Mayeux and Saint-Gilles, and then goes back through Meaux and up the big hill of Meaux, so they have a double whammy.
So when did it start, this hill climbing, as it were?
I think that it's always been known, but sometime in this century, it isn't that old.
2011,
yeah, that was the first time that it was made a big thing of. And I think I think the tour has passed by here
five times in 14 years.
Yeah, that's right. This is the modern version of the tour now. So being a village of an arrivé is very different to being a village étape, where they leave from in the morning, because when they arrive, the runners, if you're at the top of the hill, the bikes go past you. There's the giving of the prizes and the giving of the jerseys. And then they're all bundled. Their bikes are taken off them by their team support. Their bikes have gone by the time they've taken, you know, been massaged or whatever. Or they, you know, when they get off the bikes after 5 hours of riding, they often have to then sit on an exercise static bike, and then they exercise
to find
down,
their legs again.
Yeah,
come
back down so they don't suddenly stop. Because you know, you can imagine if you've been riding for that long, you suddenly stop. You sit down in a coach to be taken somewhere to the next starting place for the next day, and you'll be as creaky as anything, wouldn't you? That's not what they want.
No.
So they sit them on exercise bikes and they wind them down, as it were. Yeah. So which is very fascinating, I think. You've been out on your bike, the last thing you want is to get back on another one. So, and they have massages and stuff like that, and then they're moved on, and each team, because all of them run in teams now, they're not like in the olden days it was individual, has a big coach or two. They have a massive number of people. The vehicles are just it's immense to see the vehicles. I mean, it's immense anyway. Imagine 100,000 people descending on a village which normally has a maximum of 2,500, 3,000 residents. I mean, and I don't know if you've been here on the night before, but the atmosphere is unbelievable.
Yes. Well, I've been here, living here, and also before in summer, since 2012, actually in the town, or the village, as you want to call it. And it is, in fact, I generally stay home because it's easier, because you can't get anywhere near the actual course.
Well, we're quite often in the summer evenings anyway, I go with friends and we swim in the lake. Yes. And when you drive back, I always like to, and I drive a two-seater, no roof car. I don't even know what we call that in English now.
Sports car.
A sports car. Oh, no, it's not a sports car. It's like a
coupe.
Beach buggy.
Well, coupe.
It's a beach buggy type
of thing. Oh, beach buggy. Ah.
And I love driving through the village to see the people, enjoying themselves. And in fact, a few years ago, the passage of the tour was on the 15th of July. So we had Bastille Day celebrations the night before. Oh, yeah. So that was fantastic. And as with this year, it doesn't stop after the tour has gone through. We've got free concerts taking place. We've got a big screen in the centre of Mur de Bretagne in Place Saint-Suzanne. So anybody can go anytime during the day and watch a big screen and see it and soak up the atmosphere. Bars and food trucks available.
Right,
and
then because there's actually, in terms of refreshments, there's not a great deal.
We don't have much in the village. Of course, we've got a Michelin-starred restaurant, which actually
that's
the one thing.
Bit of attraction.
Probably for people who are in the teams of the running of the Tour de France. Yeah. But no, not for normal peasants. So there's food trucks. There's about four food trucks that pay to sight themselves, and there's a guy that sells lots of sweets and goodies and things for the kids that comes to the summer market here, and then there's bars run by volunteers and organized by the commune, and that's when the associations earn a bit of money by sending people to man the bars and things.
And isn't I think before and after the peloton goes through, there aren't there bands throwing sweets?
They're called the caravan. That will come through here at around about between 1:30 and 2:30. They've not put a timed programme on the Tour de France website yet, but it generally finishes around about 4:35, the race. So they come through ahead. So the caravan comes through. So yeah, there's a Skoda throw a lot of bob hats and stuff like that. We used to get a lot of saucimon saucisse, but I don't think they throw those so much now. But sweets and pens and stuff like that. You know, for a lot of people, the caravan is the thing.
It's the main event.
It's the main event. And then you go home and watch the final.
They respond very quickly.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
blink and they've gone.
Exactly. That's what we always say. It's so funny. And in fact, every year we've put banners up on the side of the road in Saint-Gwen when they go through Saint-Gwen, because they don't always go through Saint-Gwen. They always end at Mur when they're on this side of in Brittany, but they don't always go through Saint-Gwen. Sometimes they've come up from Pontivy, places like that, or through Neuillac and Pontivy. But we've put signs on things. We've put JCBs out with big signs and big flags on. Oh, nothing. You don't even see them on the telly. So, because quite often, if you do watch it on TV, there's a lot of villages put moving, people create something that can be seen from the helicopter, but it's almost not worth doing it here because we're so near the end that actually the cameras concentrate on the riders. They don't bother with the panning out and showing you what people have done to make it look beautiful. It will look beautiful as long as it's Sunday, of course.
Well, I mean, a day like today, and everything's in blue.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, July starts going over, doesn't it? It's not quite as nice as it is at this time of year in May and June. So
why is it so important for Muir to host once again this race?
Well, Muir doesn't have a lot of choice in it. It's the Tour de France that decide. But it is an important place on the Tour de France. If they're going to be in Brittany, and for the last 2 years, no part of the Tour de France has taken place in Brittany, so we were due to have a return to Brittany. They do try to move it around. It gets, you know, it goes from different, in different areas every year. There are the things that never change. Of course, last year, for the first time ever, it didn't finish in Paris because of the Olympics were going on. Time, but they always do Alpe d'Huez and the Alps and the Pyrenees are fairly set pieces that they always do. But in Muir, we don't have a choice, and we can't say no either.
It's a
constraint for a council to run it because it does cost money. And in previous years, things like the giant screen that we put up had been funded by the Department of Côte d'Amour because we're in Côte d'Amour. But that funding is slipping away. They can't afford to spend money on those kind of things. So they're saying no, which puts us in a difficult position because it means that the cost, the commune, to host it, which is why this year we're setting up a village, an enterprise village. So it'll be like a little fair where people, companies, big companies, big sponsors of the Tour de France are joining in. So they pay a chunk of money to, I mean, we're talking about thousands, not tens of thousands, to put up a tent and have their representatives. And it's all about advertising for Skoda, for Orangina, for lots and lots of companies that would normally be advertised because all the cars that are used by the teams and by the people running Christian Prudhomme is always in a Skoda because Skoda sponsors the Tour de France. It's one of the sponsors. So they're set there. We've sold space for them to set up and hand out their bits and pieces. A few local businesses as well will join in, the bigger ones. So Agroalimentaire, I think a couple of big companies. So we've sold space to try and raise money from sponsorship for ourselves as well.
Yeah, I mean,
to
people
pay.
Are coming here from maybe from quite a distance even to be part of it, to see it happen, and particularly because of the hill climb, then they would expect also.
Yeah, but people who come for the hill climb, you see, we're not allowed, there are strict rules, you're not allowed to have a bar or a food truck within 50 metres of the course where they run. So people who are on the hill need to take their own picnics because there's nothing up there. For this year, I think for the first time they've allowed that there is going to be a coffee bar or something selling soft drinks and coffees and things at the top of the hill. I'd have to confirm that, but I think that's due to be the case for the first time ever because, I mean, people have walked 3 or 4 kilometres to get up to the hill and get on the hill. And, of course, at the lower stretches of the hill, there are no fields. It's ditches and the few places that you can park along there have been taken 4-5 days before by camping cars.
Well, I know. I mean, I can look out from where I am here and see all the fields around me are just covered with camping cars.
Yeah. Well, we expect at least 100,000 people. Yeah. And by the next morning, there's probably 30 left.
Really?
It is unbelievable. Yeah. Even in my village, which is the next village on, it's only 4 kilometres away, but still part of Gerlaudin, we wake up in the morning and there is a camping car on every space that you could possibly imagine. And then by 5 o'clock in the evening, they've all gone.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's moving on.
It is a circus that moves on. There are people that are professional followers, as it were, because often retired people, often in camping cars. And a lot of people say camping carists don't serve any community, but in fact, in general, I find they do. And if you're running a coffee shop or selling cider or kheer or sausage galette near where people are in their camping cars, they quite often come along and have a drink and a chat with the locals and things, because after all, they're moving on to the next place, the next
It's incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah.
So how many days? It's over several days, isn't it? Is it?
Well,
days?
No, it's just the one day.
The one day here.
One day here, yeah.
Yes.
Well, the Tour de France runs for almost a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it starts the first week of July and ends around just before the last week, so around about the 22nd, 23rd. Can't remember the dates off the top of my head.
Never mind. No, we're focusing anyway on here.
On
now.
Here.
I'm
so it's one day here.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of a long weekend, because the Monday is Bastille Day. So it's the Friday of a long weekend. So a lot of people will have a very long weekend.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Ricky. And remind us of the actual date.
It's Friday, the 11th of July. And you could be in Gerlaudan from the morning until after midnight, because there'll be animations and things going on all the time.
Well, I'm sure I'll be aware of it.
You'll definitely be aware of it. I'll be exhausted from serving galettes.
Well done, you. Well, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
For all your information on this. And I'm sure it'll always be attracting a large number of people.
Yeah, it will. Let's just hope that the weather is brilliant. Yes. And
we'll start doing sun dances.
Yeah, definitely sun dances. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.